Number 7. Exercise 46. Listen to the text. Are you happy with the way you are taught English? And try to read it in the same manner.
Anna, I know you have been learning English for almost 5 years and you are planning to become an interpreter. What do you feel about learning grammar? Do you think your teacher spends too much or too little time on it?
Of course, you must learn grammar in any language. After all, you can't build a house without foundations. But that's all we do at school. Grammar, grammar, and more grammar. For half an hour, 4 times a week. We have too many drills.
So, grammar is important, but not too much of it. But should it be taught in isolation?
No, you need to practice grammar together with vocabulary. It's not good when you learn new words, but don't have much practice using them with the grammar you've learnt.
With vocabulary, is it better to learn a few words at a time and practice them, rather than a lot of words by heart?
Practice helps you to memorise the words. Also, I remember words better if they are related to my interests. I have no problem learning words connected with my hobby, which is animals and wildlife.
One of the problems for learners of English is phrasal verbs. To get on, to get along with, and so on. And of course, idioms. Is it a problem for you? Have you learnt enough idioms to cope with?
They're very difficult, and you have to keep yourself up to date with them too. For example, when I first came to England, I used the idiom, "It's raining cats and dogs," very proudly, and everyone laughed at me, because it's so old-fashioned, and the average English person doesn't use that expression.
So, make sure the idioms you learnt are up to date. Now, how about pronunciation? A lot of students find that hard.
English intonation is awful. I mean, I think it's the most difficult part of pronunciation, because if you get it wrong, people think you're rude. Intonation is far more difficult than learning to pronounce words correctly. It's important to learn both formal and informal English. How to ask for information, how to be polite. Let me give you an example. My English teacher phoned me yesterday, asking about something he wanted to know, and I just said, no. Then, when I thought about it afterwards, I realized that I had sounded rude. I should have said, I'm afraid I don't know, or something like that. Learning social English is very useful. Take writing letters in English, for example.
What advice would you give to people who are just beginning to learn English?
I find reading very helpful. I read books, newspapers, magazines, and other periodicals. I try to guess the meaning of words I don't know from their context. This helps me to read more quickly. But I also look words up in the dictionary and make a note of the most useful ones.
How about listening to pop music?
Yes, that can be useful. I was a bit disappointed, actually, because some songs have such silly words, although the music is lovely. Listening to the radio and watching videos and educational TV programs in English helped me too, especially listening to the news. I was very proud when I realized that I could easily get the idea of what I was listening to.
As I can see, learning a language isn't as simple as all that. You can learn rules for grammar and pronunciation and also for vocabulary, but the most difficult feature of any language is perhaps learning the elements for which there are no written rules. For example, social English. This means learning about expected ways of behaviour, knowing what sort of English to use in different situations, formal or informal, and how to understand what is said. All that is so easy and natural in your mother tongue.